comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Mick and Zoe Avery.
Welcome to Spirit's Work, a metaphysical and spiritual show designed to open your eyes to the greater possibilities of life. Thanks for joining us. Those of us who are with us for the first time, what makes this show so unique is that every week my husband Mick demonstrates his exceptional, I'm getting my words mixed up already, gift of deep trance channeling live on air. He channels an enlightened spirit called Gregory Hay, who is the spokesperson for a group of highly evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. They're an educational group, and they are here to give us knowledge and information that we never have access to in any other way. And today we are talking about beyond physical death, and if you would like to participate and call us with a question or comment, it's about the program, it's about whatever we're talking about, it's not a personal reading, okay? But if you would like to join us and join in with the conversation, then it's toll-free in the U.S. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And if there's any international callers, it's 001-530-876-3222. But that last number isn't toll-free.
Hi, I'm Mick Avery, as well as Spirit's Work on the wonderful and ever-present and ever-growing BBSRadio.com. Every Monday at 7 p.m. we have another radio show, which is called Spirit Teaching, and you can hear that on ArtistFirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you'd like to know more about us, our books, CDs, maybe book an Akashic reading or any of the other services we have to offer, we please wish you to go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com, and also live at www.spiritsworkradio.com. As Sylvie said, I'm a deep trance medium, which means that I am a pure channel for the spirit world, enabling clear, concise communication from those who continue to walk with us and who try to look after us. In this way, each week on our show, Sylvie actually has a conversation with our spirit friends so that they can give us the benefit of their wisdom. And as a result, we can get a different perspective on life, which means having choices and options we never realized were available to us. When I go into the trance state, I will not know of anything at all that happens in the physical world until they bring me back again. And that is how it should be. Because we wouldn't want my thoughts or any of my feelings coming from my conscious mind and getting in the way of the physical contact that the spirit world make. And that's all I'm going to say now, that I have to go and do just that, and leave you with the rest of the show. So do have a great show, everyone, and I hope you, many of you will take part, as usual, and put in your two pennyworths or whatever.
Okay, thanks, Mick.
Okay, thank you.
Gregory was asked before his physical life in the early 1700s if he would like to train to be the representative of this educational group, who are going to be helping the people of the Earth discover a more harmonious way of life. The group wants us to understand the implications of what we are doing to our planet and to aid us on a road of recovery in raising the vibration of the planet. The group consists of eminent scientists, physicists and scholars, as well as ordinary people, and between them they have vast knowledge and insight. They try to help us to look at the bigger picture of life, think outside of the box and explain situations that affect us and our future and the future of the planet. And of course, this means those who wish to come after us who haven't had a physical life yet. You can also see us every Sunday, most Sundays anyway. Check on our website on secondlife.com. And that is at 1 to 2 p.m. PST. And that would be in the Mystic Academy at the New Oracle Temple. So if you haven't been on secondlife.com, do take a look. It's great fun. You can do all sorts of things there, and there are very many spiritual workshops and that sort of thing that you can participate in. Anyway, you have another chance to speak to Gregory on those programs on Sundays. You can see Gregory in action on YouTube, or can actually look at the videos from our website as well. If you have been listening to Gregory but hadn't actually wondered what it looked like when Mick was channeling him, so that's fun as well. And also we do Akashic readings that you can have a one-to-one with Gregory and speak to him about your anything that's on your mind, really. But it's a spiritual reading, and you'll find all sorts of things out, like your spiritual gifts and what soul group you're from and anything really to do with your spiritual pathway in conjunction with your physical life. So it can be very helpful for many things. So just do go to our website, which is www.spirit-tp.com. And I do believe Gregory is with us.
With love and light and blessings be upon your pathway, my dear friends, and everyone, of course.
Thank you.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, well, last week we started off this little series, Beyond Physical Death. And we talked a lot about things that, what happened when you got to the spirit world. And you spoke to us about the reception chamber, which is somewhere where you are a lot of the time, welcoming people to the spirit world, helping them to move on from there. And you gave us some different analogies of what can happen.
Yes.
So basically, we'll move on from that today, and hopefully, you know, people can phone in and ask their own questions.
Yes.
But can you talk to me about what it would actually, what would I see if I was actually in the reception chamber doing what you do? What does it look like? Who's there? What does the actual place look like?
Yes, an interesting prospect, my dear friend. Part of what it is, however, is actually a matter of the matter of mind of the individual, the matter of consciousness. So it may well be that the being, should we say then, first of all, where I am in presence is the reception chamber, but it may not have the attitude or the semblance, if you like, of assembly of cells or structure as is known or as people are aware of as a physical location.
Okay, so
do you understand
yes.
what I'm saying by that? It's not a specific place as such. It's a specific vibration which all beings move through when they have had a physical life and come back to the spirit world. It's the vibration that happens when your etheric bead is cut from the physical world. That is what actually initiates sequence. And that's what initiates the environment. So, in a sense, it's a kind of a protective environment that does not have shape or size or boundary or border or specific the way that you would look at it and view it would be individual to one. Do you see?
Well, I do. It's very difficult, isn't it?
I know,
it's a human being.
I'm having also quite a difficulty in describing it now. Yes, but the point to say, however, from the perspective of our side of life, for those of us already manifest and, shall we say, au fait completely with our side of life, it is a kind of a dwelling, if you'd like, vibrational place, which is similar to the halls of learning. So, in other words, it has luminous walls. It has but those walls are alive, if you see what I'm saying. They move independently of one another. They are not coherently fixed in one place, yet are present because of an equaled vibration within the setting at which we find ourselves when dealing with this state of awareness at this time. So it means to say that then we have set up a kind of a situation that allows spirit to traverse through it regardless of what vibration they have set up at the beginning that created the transition of physical life. You understand? Because, of course, some people, even though they may have had, shall we say, a really beautiful life, they might have passed in a not a very nice way. And that in itself altered their vibration. And actually, so they have to actually form a situation of recovery from that, which can happen just in moments. It doesn't take long. And for others, it can be something that they have to unravel and that we have to help them over that. Do you see? So it's not actually a when vibration. It's not a specific type. It's a place that encompasses all vibration of all things, so that Mother Teresa passed through here. Everyone passes through here. Jesus passed through here.
Okay, but...
So too did Buddha.
Okay, but there isn't just one reception chamber, is there?
No, it's not a one. It's at one place. It's not yet defined in a specific kingdom. It's a situation that straddles many different dimensions and states of consciousness. Yes?
Okay. It's amazing how we compartmentalize people, not only people, but events, isn't it?
Yes, and personalities.
So all sorts of religious, different people from different religions,
yes.
And also what about different people from who have passed from other realms, other planets?
Yes, of course, absolutely.
They come through the same place?
Yes, everything does.
Okay.
Because that is the that is the stratosphere, if you like, of how beings emerge from one consciousness to this one. You see, so it, in a sense, it's the way that when you're looking at the bridge between physical matter universe and the spirit world, that is how it passes through it. So you can imagine, you have the whole entire universe at, this is the only universe that we're talking about at the moment, which is the universe of physical understanding that you relate to, because it's your world, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side of that is a bridge between our world and your world, and that is the reception chamber. So regardless of where that being comes from, in the physical world of your understanding, everything passes through here. Yes?
Okay.
And then, if you look at the difference between a different vibration and some other vibration, it will be the same. It's like a kind of a gateway. It doesn't have a specific, it's not a vortex-like gateway. That is something completely different and operates in a completely different way. Yes?
Okay.
So we're not talking about a specific place of a structure, hermetic structure, which actually has value energy and has a value place in a when. Do you understand?
I'm trying. So it's funny because we would presume to make it in create a certain ambience if it was something that we were doing. Wouldn't we? Sort
of
like
course, yes.
Music. Is there music?
Well, there may be. It depends. That is a matter for the individual. There is music would be available to whatever being happened to be perceiving it at the time. Many beings do not perceive music when they pass to our side of life. But others might.
It's funny, isn't it? All of this seems even more of a shock than the fact that they've woken up, as it were, let's put it that way, and found themselves not dead.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely, I understand that. I have been thinking for a very long time about how I might come round to actually really describing this as a concept for people to really grasp a hold of. It's as difficult as life itself. It's as difficult as saying that your spirit, I know that many people on your physical side of life, for example, say that your spirit is not as pure and perfect as that which is God. So rather than you perhaps for some people in physical life, they would rather not attract to the spirit world because they see that as inferior. That's simply because they don't understand the mechanics of the universe and are blinded by their own hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So they would say, oh no, I don't want to, I do not want to tolerate the name of a spirit guide or the sense of a spirit guide. Quite simply because I feel that the way that I regard my journey is that I want to get higher than that, to the source. But you are. If you talk to a spirit guide, regardless of where they're from, that's their conscious state, but the actual essence behind a spirit guide is that they are there present to you in order to create the greatest situation of love intensity between the two of you, because they're from the spirit world. They're not there to harm you, unless, of course, the vibration is of a different experience. But the whole situation gathered within that is that the spirit pure is pure and is just like talking to God.
Yes, okay. If you'd like to join us with a question related to our subject, then the phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. The number is free phone 877-876-5227 in the USA and Canada is 888-815-9756. Okay, so you said before that you can communicate in all languages in this reception chamber.
Yes, of course. We speak dog fluently. We speak cat as well. We speak giraffe, marmoset, chameleon, grasshopper.
Because it's thought.
Because it's thought, yes. And thought is transient and moves from one being to another in a feeling of, how can I say this? That it doesn't have a specific energy labeled to it, so is not in a specific form, but rather is in the form of intention. So we understand that even if you have a being, a frog, before us, and the frog doesn't know what it's doing because it's past, and the frog does not necessarily connect with its former intelligence, which it had, and yet it has all intelligence. So at the point of possibility, it could be said that the first thing that a frog does is leap into a being's arms, because the sheer force of what it is used to is suddenly ignited by its passing to the spirit world. And so what we tend to find is that beings which have a instinctive mechanical structure, or had, should I say, in their physical life, in the spirit world, they are created by the magnification of that structure, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
It suddenly kicks in. And so you will find that most beings which succumb to physical passing actually do so because they are actually propelled into our side of life. And so it's like they burst through, you see? And it's what we do is we are aware of their passage, and we allow them the space to do that.
Oh, that's fascinating. I'd like to to continue talking about that in a moment.
Yes.
Hello, caller. Who's speaking, please?
Yes, hi. This is Nellie from Canada.
Hello.
Hello,
hi. I just have one question about the other side.
Yeah.
When you pass, do you... do most spirits stick around for 3 days before they actually go to the light, like the Bible teaches you, you know, 3 days before you actually ascend all the way? Or is that just a choice of the soul?
That really, my dear friend, is the choice of adhesion to do with the specific biblical story. That is really not the whole mechanic of it. So... what I have to say, my dear friend.
Sorry, my daughter was calling me. She didn't know I was on the phone.
Oh, yes, very well.
Motherhood, you know.
Yes, yes. let me continue for a moment, friend. So it is to say then that now I know full well that perhaps if you were referring to my own journey, yes, I was there around my physical remains for approximately three physical days of the Earth cycle. The reason for that was actually because of the point of the transition of my consciousness, if you like, and the awareness of I was just fascinated with what was going to happen to my physical body, my physical remains. So I wasn't stuck there. It was something that I actually wanted to do, in a sense.
Right.
And now, for most other people, it will really depend upon exactly what exactly happens. Now, should we say then that a person passes in their sleep, it will certainly be that they will be around for a little while, around the physical vibration, and it will actually be a very optimum time for people in the physical world to make communication with them. It's not necessarily that they're going to be there for 3 days specifically. It may be that the situation of their transition, perhaps they were catapulted into the spirit world rather than passed gently, and so the manner of their passing may be reflected, but not necessarily the actual specific of how they passed. I'm not trying to evade the question. It's just quite difficult because even though everyone passes at the same, in the same way, that is, when their etheric bead is cut, they pass to our side of life, it still can be that the transition itself is different depending upon the quality of consciousness, the ability of the spirit to maintain the consciousness, or if they lose it, then it will be that other situations have to be rectified by that journey.
Well, I actually know someone who experienced someone who passed in their sleep, and they went after they removed the body to feed the cat that was still there, and they saw the man walking in spirit in his pajamas in his living room as if he didn't know. And so I believe you.
Yes, well,
on that
so. Yes, my dear friend. And yes, and if I may just say, you see, what happened actually to your friend was that would just be a mere transition. It might actually last just a few minutes, and then their vibration moves on. The quickening continues to develop as they pass because their etheric bead is leaving the physical dimension, as it were, and then their resonating image will gradually move on from that vibration. So
I just have a funny question for you, Gregory.
Yes?
Do we all pass on in our pajamas? Anyways, I'll let you go and you can discuss that. But I always wondered about that. Anyway, thank you.
Well, very well.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you so, my dear friend. Yes.
That's a good point.
Does everyone pass in their pajamas?
Yes. Or do we all pass, or do we all wake up in our, all together or something?
You will probably
nothing on,
pass
or whatever.
In actually the clothes that you pass in.
Right.
And that part of it forms a bit of the memory. That doesn't mean to say that you don't carry any other semblance of wardrobe, so you wouldn't have a person who passed in their pajamas forever walking in their pajamas. They would actually have different attire, because once they gain understanding of their conscious state and how they can then drive their conscious state, because it forms, as I say, a coat upon the spirit, it means then that being is able to manifest a great many things throughout the consciousness journey of that spirit, because their consciousness is worn as a coat upon the spirit. That, there you are, then. You have, first of all, that the image, shall we say, is going to be something that resonates with that being's consciousness at the time, and may alter depending upon what situations that consciousness wants to reflect upon. So it may well be the consciousness, perhaps, shall we say, the person passed at the age of 70 or 80 or 90 or whatever it was, then that will be the the situation of image that is transferred with that person. That doesn't mean to say that they will remain that way, because the consciousness reflection through cellular memory will actually allow that whole sequence of events of memory to be altered, so that they will eventually be able to see themselves as a person far younger, if that's what they want to do. Now, for recognition purposes of the time when that person actually physically passed from the physical world, they will possibly need to make reference to it, and it will merely be that the consciousness then will actually create the setting memory of what they were like when they passed. So perhaps to do with their wrinkly skin or whatever, and yes, to do with the actual clothing that they wore at the time of their passing. And sometimes it might well be that a specific communicator medium between one world and yours, our world and yours, is that the situation becomes communicated through the very clothes that the person passed through, wearing at the time.
Yes, if they come back with a message for a loved one.
Yes, alternatively, yes. They might not. They might have a completely different wardrobe now.
Yes, but they would, for so that the medium could describe what this person was wearing or liked to wear, or
yes,
that sort of thing.
If that is a part of the consciousness memory that being wants to illuminate. At the time, you
see. Well, no doubt, probably, they would, if they were going to be doing that sort of thing, that they would presumably sort of brush up on what sort of thing it would be that they could communicate that would be recognisable to the recipient, to the
yes.
left one.
And that is sometimes of a difficulty, don't you
oh,
see?
Oh, absolutely.
For the spirit being who wants to communicate with a loved one on your side of life.
Mm.
And as I say, I state that the spirit world is one world, because it is.
Yes,
it's all one. It's all one state. It's different vibrations in that come to make up one world.
Yes, in fact, if our listeners wanted to do a little experiment, they could have a, when they're together with three or four of them, they could actually allocate the one person to be the medium standing up at the front.
Yes.
And I'll talk about this in a second. Hello,
yes.
Caller, who's speaking, please?
Hi, it's Nina Dias. How are you?
Hello, dear friend.
Hello, happy birthday to you.
thank you, you guys. I had a question. I was in Casadega, Florida. It's a spiritualist camp in Central Florida with the girls, and we went up there for the weekend, and we stayed in this a very active hotel, and there was a ghost cat there. I mean, we heard the murmurs and the little yelps and everything, but I don't really understand why the cat hasn't moved on.
Well, quite simply, because it likes being there, my dear friend. It likes the vibration. There are quite a few animals that are still there. It's not that they haven't moved it on. It's they just like spending time there. And there are many energies from the spirit world, particularly animal energies, which if they had, shall we say, that they had lived there in their physical life, or it may well be that they lived somewhere else in their physical life and they were just passing through. Perhaps other animals brought them there, so that they would be able to feel the vibration and understand what that actually felt like. So the situation, my dear friend, was purely and simply that they were having an exercise of their own consciousness, that they were actually drawn to being around you and being around other like-minded physical beings, because that's a vibration that actually suits them. They may well have been very personally orientated toward human beings in a conscious physical state. And so that was actually part of the attraction. And it's not to say that they don't move on. The situation of the cat and many other animals around that area are actually just purely because they're drawn to the vibration of the place. And so the activity is what actually drives the situation and what brings them together. They enjoy it. It's a bit like them having a bit of a holiday there, and then they go on to somewhere else. And that doesn't mean to say that they're not then without the vibration of their own soul group harbor, shall we say. The soul group of cat is something which is a myriad of consciousness, and not just for the beings in coming from the earth physical matter form, but actually coming from many other different planets and many other different situations where we would find that cat have take upon themselves completely different dimensional states. It is also, my dear friend, because cats in the main, in the physical world, have actually quite possibly, sensibly, lost their ability to shape their metabolic conscious state. That means that they don't, it's usually something which is only orientated in Egyptian varieties of cat, which they're still able to move from one vibration to another. So, for example, if you had a particular kind of Egyptian cat or one which is of Asian variety, it may well be that you shut it into a room and it will move from the room, change its vibration, and come actually out into a different room. So in that respect, these kinds of cat, because they're of such a specific ancient form and extremely spiritual, they're able to do that in the physical world. However, in the spirit world, what tends to drive the situation is the energy vibration of an individual or a group of individuals that enable them to want to be around you. And that doesn't mean to say that they haven't moved on. It means to say that they've actually, they're just visiting. And
okay.
Because of loving vibration, yeah.
Yeah, I found that whole all of Casadega is like that. That, I mean, the spirits that were there, they weren't menacing or anything like that. It was kind of neat. It was comforting to know that we were, you know, that we were being watched and protected and loved.
Yes, but it's not just that, my dear friend, because it is an indication of what happens when groups of people who come together that this is a possible vibration that you can set up between yourself and the other girls when you are sitting together. This is a situation exactly the same that you may set up with the spirit world, because, of course, when you sit in that way, you are protected by the spirit world, by the various teams who work with you. And in this respect, then, you may set up an extreme, such a loving vibration that it reverberates around the spirit world and enables this to become a very clear pathway for other beings to interact with from our side of life.
Yeah, we got that feeling this weekend. We were like, we need to meditate more together and consistently.
Yes,
so.
Yes, absolutely. And especially, my dear friend, in the respect of personal development as well, so that allowing one another to stand up and connect with the spirit world, perhaps with in a situation of messages or whatever, however you each interact with one another, and to really try to push the boundaries with one another as well.
We'll have to come over and do some workshops. We'll have to come to Miami and do some workshops.
Where in Miami is there a decent workshop?
So I said we'll have to come over to see you to do some workshops.
Yeah, we were kind of wondering when you guys are going to come over to Florida. I think you guys need a vacation, don't you?
That would be good.
Well, we would love to meet you guys, and we feel so connected with you. And I truly have to say that you've just helped me a lot in my development, and I'm very grateful to you guys and to everyone else that listens to you, because this is just bringing awareness and opening our consciousness to knowing, you know, what we're really about and what we're here for, and just the protection of other energies, other animals, and each other. It's a big lesson of love, you know.
Yes, absolutely so. And my dear friend, all that you are really doing, and I do not diminish this, but all that you are really doing is echoing the energy of love that exists in the spirit world. And its purity is something that you are actually able to bring to the physical side of life. And we thank you so much for that.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. God bless, my dear.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Okay. I was just saying about how you were saying that people show themselves in different ways to mediums to give their message across.
Yes.
And I was saying that if you get a group of people together, a few of you, if there's a few friends together, say
yes.
four of you,
yes.
and you get one person standing at the front
yes.
who is supposed to be the medium, and then another person who wants to give their... Okay, they've passed. They're in the spirit world, okay, and they have only one or two little... maybe quick flashes of words or something like that to actually make this person's medium know that it's them and to describe them to the other people. So they stand
yes.
behind them and they should try and just say one word.
That describes them.
That describes them. How, yes.
yes. What
then,
word would you pick?
Yeah, exactly. So, yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I mean... and then this person has to say, repeat this one word to these people or whatever, and to see if they would be able to, from that, tell that it was their friend in the spirit world communicating. It's very difficult. Try it. It might
yes.
make you realize how it works and how difficult it is for mediums to be able to do that, to interpret things, because often it is only just one word.
Yes, that is quite true.
Or an image, you know.
An image
somebody
is possibly
riding a horse
easier or something
like that.
Yes.
Yeah, well, loads of people ride horses.
Yes, but it may well just be a very fleeting image at that, just not even for perhaps tenths of a second.
Mm.
And then the image is taken away or simply doesn't have the momentum to continue.
Absolutely, or it could be an emotion. Of how this person felt most of the time, say, as that would describe their personality.
Yes.
You know, but there are a lot of people like that, so it makes you think, doesn't it? I think that's
yes,
a fun thing to do, actually.
Yes. yes, so what would you actually start off with as a physical being, having passed to our side of life, and you want to bring a message to somebody? What are you going to start off with?
Mm.
Are you going to present yourself? How are you going to present yourself?
How would you present yourself to somebody else?
Who doesn't know you.
Yes, that actually predicts you in a nutshell.
Yes, absolutely. In shall we say, two words.
Mm.
You say two words and that's you.
Mm.
It's not possible to do that, is it, in a physical way, and yet you expect those on our side of life, when you are from the physical world, to interact in this amazingly magnanimous way so that the medium would actually be able to pick up every detail of it, which is quite ridiculous. Yes.
Hello.
Hi, this is Scott calling from Daytona Beach again. Hi, guys.
Hello,
hi,
my
Scott.
Dear friend.
Hello.
Good to talk with you. I just wanted to add one more word about Cassie Dega as well as bring up something along with the spirit world. When I was at Cassie Dega, I go there frequently because I'm in the area, and it does feel like the Grand Central Station of the spirit world. when I go there. In fact, I don't want to sit down on any furniture because I feel like I might be sitting on someone. so I just pretty much stand when I go in. But I had an experience where a friend of mine passed away in 1991, and the funeral progressed. After the funeral, it was maybe two or three days after he had passed. I had a meditation. I went into meditation, and in the meditation, I got a flash of him standing behind me in the chair that I was sitting in while I was meditating. It was kind of like one of those sudden flashes that I got, that I sometimes get in meditation. And recently, about a week ago, I had another flash with him in the meditation again. This time he was wearing an all-black suit. And sometimes I've noticed that in my dream state, sometimes I'll have a dream where someone will pass. And if in the dream, it's like a dream that predicts that they will pass and that I will be with them. And then maybe a month or two or even up to 6 months later, they pass. I just wanted to share that because for whatever reason, and this friend's name was Denny Johnston, and he was almost like a father to me, even though I only knew him for a brief time. But kind of like, I guess in a way, a guardian angel, perhaps.
Yes, quite so. The point is, though, my dear friend, even though you only knew the person for a short time, it will be the vibration that was set up between you was one of instant recognition, quite possibly because he actually came from your soul group vibration, and that recognition was something which was carried through from times that you knew him before. And so it would oftentimes be that kind of reflection that allows you to connect in that way. The wearing of clothes, incidentally, my dear friend, may well be indicative not of him, but of how he wants to present himself, but may actually be to do with your spirit team and how they want to present him or another being, shall we say, so that you receive a certain quality of that identity. So it means that you see a person dressed in a certain way, it means that perhaps that shortly there is going to be a manner in which they will suddenly come to our side of life, even though it will be something completely out of character and not expected. So oftentimes the clothing aspect of what you see in a meditation may well actually be because your spirit team have brought it that way in order to identify the aspect of message attached to that person's creation, attached to that person coming to you in that way. And that doesn't mean to say that their spirit necessarily has come that in order to present themselves, particularly if they're still living. It may well be that actually what it is an indication of the coming through the timeline gateway. And that, perhaps, is a part of the way in which you need to develop even further to do with your gifts of spirit, of course.
Okay, and perhaps my own perception of what black might mean, black clothing, might be part of the definition and part of the revelation here in terms of understanding the meaning.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm saying, my dear friend. It's most probably to do specifically with the way in which the spirit team are trying to show you how this communication process can really help you in future times, so that when they present with you someone, perhaps, maybe even a person that you don't even know, but that they are presented in a specific way, i.e. that they are clothed in a specific way, that is, your spirit team have brought that together in order to show you a process forward so that you will understand it. Oh, yes, I see. This person is in wearing certain kinds of clothing. They're going to be passing within 6 months. And this will be then accompanied by a figure or number or perhaps a sense of the situation with you. And that is how they will communicate it. So it won't be that... You see, so what you actually have to do in that respect is to, shall we say now, if you're in a meditative state and you don't want to interrupt it, but you just want to allow it to come through, and then perhaps at the end, what you would need to do is at the end of your meditation, you say to the spirit world exactly what you saw and what they were able to bring to you.
Okay.
So then it will mean that it will have bearing upon your progress. And what you are then able to, what they're then able to bring to you in the future time.
Okay.
Thank and that will help you very much with your progress, you see.
Yes. Sylvia, were you going to add something?
No, not really, no.
Okay.
No.
Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look forward to your next call, Scott.
Okay.
That sounds very interesting.
And your progress too,
absolutely,
my friend.
Absolutely, yeah.
Things are opening up.
Yeah, absolutely so.
And I do want to order some of the books. I was wondering to throw an idea out of having perhaps an e-book. Would that be a possibility in the future? And maybe that's something to think about with the computer technology that might be advantageous to people all around the world to be able to download the material, e-books.
Oh, yes, absolutely so.
What sort of e-book would you like us to produce?
Well, I was thinking some of the books you've already written might be able to be put on e-book. And then people can download automatically without having to deal with postage and all those things.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Yes, absolutely so.
We're and trying to release an e-book, but yes, I haven't thought of the other ones that we've already done. Yeah.
Yes, a very good idea, my dear friend, and I expect that they will probably do something with that very shortly.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Have a good evening.
And
yes,
you,
absolutely
Scott.
So.
Take
with
care.
Love and
light,
my dear friend.
Bye-bye.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, so, yeah, so you see, that's interesting for people because it, you know, we get these images from the spirit world or whatever, and we try to put our own take on it, and sometimes, we can be missing something, missing a point, can't we?
Yes, absolutely so.
Some of it is just down to our development, and not to take too much notice of it at the moment, just so that they can get your frequency, as it were.
Yes, and the point to do with this is that if you speak it as you see it, and that's the point, really, that you need to orientate the situation so that those in your spirit team are aware and understand the parameters with which they are coming through and therefore understand the wavelength with which you are working upon. Every individual is individual. So the way that they will manifest will be quite different to the way that somebody else will. You see?
Absolutely. Yes. Hello, caller. Who's speaking?
Yes, this is Nick, and I'm calling from Costa Rica.
Hello,
Nick.
Hello,
Nick.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. My question is, when we pass on and we go to the other side, what is it like there? Hardly ever do you hear anybody say anything about, you know, do we go to an area that looks similar to Earth? Do we see friends and relatives that have passed over? Do we go fishing? Do we play golf? Do we do things? Do we live in a home?
Yes. Well, let's address this. I thank you so much for your questions, my dear friend. They're so very relevant. The point is that whatever was in your consciousness life journey, your physical life journey, is what stays with you. Understand that to begin with. So whatever you did in your physical journey is all part of your memory. Your memory code is what comes with you to the spirit world. And so that means that all of your conscious memory, as well as your cell memory of what you looked like as a physical being, is in a sense what your spirit will be wearing for some considerable time. So it means to say then that when you as a conscious being want to, so long as you continue with your consciousness, and you will be shown different ways to continue your consciousness once you come to our side of life. So that what actually will happen is you will be able to manifest through your consciousness perhaps what your ideal home would have been, do we say. That doesn't mean to say that it will be type specific, but that you won't have to build it yourself, for example, but you will actually find yourself moving toward a place where it's already there waiting for you because you've already structured it in your consciousness. Now, I know that may well be quite difficult for many people to understand. Sometimes it could be that the consciousness coating the spirit wishes for the spirit to actually keep returning to maybe the physical place that they lived in the physical world. And so sometimes it can, and that doesn't mean to say that they're trapped there or anything like that. It may just be that that's the consciousness setting that the being wants to continue to have that kind of experience until they decide to move on from it. And that doesn't mean to say it's a negative situation or anything like that. Now, shall we say then that if you as a physical being, you want to go and eat chips, or that you want to go and have a beer or something like that, Well, that will be a part of your conscious memory too, and that will enable you to go and do that. Now, I understand then the difficulty that you will have is, well, what am I going to walk on? Because what's in the spirit world is not necessarily the physical earth. But the point is that what happens in the spirit world is that other beings make up the fabric of the place in order for you to interact with it so that it will be easier for you to accept the transitional path. So this means to say, friends, that what you will first experience for a very long time when you first pass, from when you first pass to the spirit world, to perhaps when you decide to leave that situation, is that you will be presented with a place that's much like the earth. So it will have earth. It will have solidity. It will have a situation that you feel upright. Even though it may well be that you will see other beings which in their consciousness state, in their illumination, are doing something which is quite outrageous from their own physical state, so that cows may well fly, and so too may whales. The point is that seeing a cloud of whales flying is something which is outside of your consciousness, but that what you may tune into in the spirit world is a part of their consciousness, and that is, in fact, something that they always would like to do. And so that they're not inhibited by purely remaining in the sea, but are able to be in the air as well. So the point is that the rationale of what
but you... But we are aware of each other?
Oh, yes, absolutely so. Mm-hmm. Quite possibly.
But we're aware of each other?
Yes, quite possibly so, friend.
Okay.
Absolutely. But the point is, it's going to be a matter of your acceptance. You see, the parameters of what you created in your life are only possible in as much as you are willing to see new horizons. This is why it is most important that human physical beings meditate and make connectivity with their spirit. And it's why it is, my dear friend, that if you were, say, a blinkered being, that doesn't mean to say that all of this is going to be taken away from you or that you'll never see this. But in as much as it can be that, shall we say, one being set in a particular religious value will only ever see that religious value until they decide that they want to see something beyond that perimeter they've already set themselves in their consciousness. That may be still held true in the spirit world, in as much as that will enable them to walk in their journey only thus far until they're willing to accept something else. That's exactly the same for you, my dear friend. So it may well be that when you come to the spirit world eventually, not any time soon, I have to say, but that when you do, that what's actually going to happen is not necessarily something that's fixed in your mind, but you were going to be very surprised, I can tell you, for example, that you're going to have conversations with flowers. They're going to actually be able to talk back to you, but only if that's a possibility in your consciousness, and that you're willing to accept that extended parameter of your consciousness. So if you have an open consciousness, my friend,
okay,
and you're able to accept something else beyond yourself, you will be able to accept it. Do you see?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think I understand. You kind of create the world, you know.
That's right. Exactly.
Oh, my.
So,
it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Absolutely so, friend.
I'm not...
You are not
I think I'm probably fairly close to being there, so. Okay. We have a bad connection, do I? I don't know, I may have lost you.
No, you're fine.
You are loud and clear,
fine.
My dear friend.
We'll be finishing the show now anyway, so thank
you. Are you still there?
Yes, we are still here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you for your call, Nick.
God bless
you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you so. Goodbye. Thank you so.
Yes.
So you see, it's the fabric of the place that people really, in a sense, cannot quite understand. Well, what am I going to stand on
I'm
in the spirit world, do you see?
Yes.
What am I going to walk through? How can I walk across fields if they are still a part of the spirit world? How can that be? Because it's not a planet.
Yes. Yes. Totally.
But very often, it will be that consciousness state allows you to still perhaps be in a version of the spirit world, which is like a physical planet.
Okay. Well, we're going to continue with this next week.
Yes, very well.
Absolutely fascinating. Okay. Thank you, Gregory.
Thank you so. Love and blessings, everyone. God bless upon your journeys, dear friend. Thank you so.
And thank you very much for your calls, everybody. Do join us again next Monday on BBS Radio. And our website, once again, is www.spirit-teaching.com. Take a look at our website. Take a look at Gregory. Book yourself an Akashic reading if you'd like to talk to Gregory or just talk to Gregory. My name is Sylvie Avery, and you've been listening to Spirit's Work. Until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Bye.